Greetings from Long Time No See, the podcast. Every week, we'll be inviting two blindfolded comedians to answer a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Now, let's remove those blindfolds and start the show.
Hi!
What would your opening line with your celebrity crush be?
Loved you in Harry Potter.
Worst date you've been on?
A man bit my neck mole off once.
You did what?
A man bit my neck mole off.
Oh my God, Jack almost fell off his chair.
Be sure to follow and subscribe to the podcast.
Welcome to Good for a Weekend,
the podcast where two friends talk about Taylor Swift.
I'm MK Ashford.
And I'm Cressy Cornis.
And today we are back for our highly anticipated predictions episode for 2024.
Yes. Happy New Year, everyone. I love these episodes. They are so fun to make and they are also so fun to listen back to and hear how wrong we were last year.
I know. I love like just kind of clowning and saying whatever. Throw it, see if it sticks.
Yeah, this is a real episode of tomfoolery, lallygagging, gabbing. It's silly.
I really don't think about it again until next year, unless they come true, which we'll get into.
Yeah, why don't we start with that? So in our last predictions episode, MK recapped 2022. So now it's my turn to recap 2023. Starting off with a banger, this is from me. I predicted that we wouldn't get a Lavender Haze music video until Antihero dropped from the charts. I looked up the Billboard 100. I was correct.
Oh my gosh. That's so smart. Did we even know for sure that there was going to be a Lavender Haze music video?
I don't know.
Or that was the next single?
I don't know. My mind just like amazes me. Okay, MK, do you want to guess what the top three songs of that Billboard 100 week was? It doesn't have any Taylor songs.
The week that she dropped Lavender Haze?
Yes, it was January 27th that week, 2022.
Such a blur.
The third one is Taylor, to be clear. It's not Lavender Haze.
It's Antihero, I assume.
Yeah, so you just have to figure out one and two. Play along if you're at home.
I literally have no idea.
If you think, I swear to God, you would get it. Like, think about TikTok. What was the most... You thought this song was really annoying and it was everywhere. And this was number one.
I have no idea what January 2022 was.
Based on the Bruno Mars song, our girly has two identities, Hannah Montana and Miley Cyrus. Last year, she came out with a chart-topping song that dominated. You're making the face, you know.
Flowers.
You know. Flowers. Flowers was number one.
I hate that song.
Yeah. I knew you did. I knew you did.
I do. That feels like years ago to me, though. That's crazy.
We've lived so many lives since then. This was pre-Eras Tour. We just need to define our lives by pre-Eras Tour and post-Eras Tour.
Yeah. I don't know who I was back then. So.
No. Who were we? And then number two.
Who was it by?
If I tell you, you're going to guess it. But. We both loved this song, and I believe it was like both of our daydreams.
Oh, Bad Idea, right?
No. A little bit before this.
Was it Olivia?
No, not Olivia.
Oh.
But if I tell you the artist, you're going to know.
The 1975? No.
No.
Their album wasn't.
No. This was a brand new album. The song was also all over TikTok. I'm like my ex. Kill Bill SZA. Yeah, that was one of our daydreams. We talked about her new album and how we both loved Kill Bill.
Wow, that also feels like years ago. That's really weird.
I'm telling y'all, pre-Eras Tour, a different life.
Taylor's been taking it out of me. I'm like music fatigued. That's crazy.
I know. Okay, so prediction number two was from you, MK. It wasn't a good one.
Oh,
I'm sorry. You said 1989 will be next and will come after the tour. We had no idea that the tour would still be going on.
Oh my God. Yeah.
You said it would come out late summer after the tour.
Oh my God. I played myself.
Then Speak Now would be after in 2024.
Oh, no. We didn't know that she would start rolling them out.
We didn't know any of this.
Things are so different now. Times have changed.
now we have both of those albums, famously.
Yeah, in a different order.
Yeah.
Weird.
And the tour is still going.
Still
on.
Going.
It's never going to end.
2024.
It's never going to end.
Yeah. We've still got like at least 10 months.
Maybe 10 years. Who knows? All right. Next one is another from me. I said a Taylor song will be in the Barbie movie. That was devastating. That was
hard.
Greta Gerwig, tell me why.
Until the very end, we thought that because they kept a few songs secret and we were like, oh, well, mm-hmm. It's definitely Taylor.
Hits different. I thought it like that just made sense to me. Anyway, now this next one, MK, I'm giving you partial credit.
Ooh, okay.
Don't get too excited. Maddie Healy will be a guest on the tour.
I wasn't wrong.
He was a guest on the tour and a guest in many other ways.
She even brought him to the stage in a way.
Yeah, he was on the Eras Tour stage. That was your first guess. And then you named Jackie Antonoff. True. Aaron Dessner. True. Ed Sheeran. That didn't happen, right?
No.
Okay. Olivia Rodrigo. That didn't happen. Haim. That happened.
Wow. I was pretty good. Olivia Rodrigo. Very off. But.
And then we started talking about Maddie Healy and Taylor. And we were like, yeah, we've never really seen them together. Like they've just worn each other's shirts. Like that would be so cool if they were interact. And then, of course, she did Anti-Hero at the 1975 tour.
The day
we recorded. And then we talked about what big 1975 fans we were. Isn't that so funny?
That's so embarrassing. It would be so great to see them together.
If we had time to really flesh out this episode, please insert a clip of you being like, we've never seen them together.
We've never seen them perform together or do anything like that, right? Like, we've always just seen them in each other's shirts and hoped.
That's so embarrassing for me. And the fact that we wanted to see them together, oop, foot in mouth.
Yeah, we actually created that problem and we're really sorry. That was us and we're really sorry.
That was on us. We manifested that. We girl boss too close to the sun.
Yeah, we're really sorry. Okay, the next one was from me and it was correct, but I think this one was easy. I predicted that the Eras Tour was going to be a cultural phenomenon and become in the zeitgeist. And I think it definitely was.
That's an understatement.
You could not escape it on TikTok during those months. Like every three videos was that. I also predicted that there would be an SNL skit about the Eras Tour. And I will stand by that. If there hadn't been the strike, I think there would have been one.
There was, I mean, there's an SNL skit about her with the bracelets and you're close.
Yeah, there was the Pete Davidson one. So like close enough.
Very close.
I think if the strike didn't happen towards the beginning of the Eras Tour, I think we would have gotten something. So I call that one a win.
No, I do for sure. I mean, not only was it on TikTok, but like people that I know that previously knew nothing about Taylor Swift or her life or her goings on were like talking to me about stuff. And I'm like,
yeah, you know about secret songs?
You know about that? And they're like, everyone knows about that. And I'm like, oh, like it just like didn't click for me how big it was until like the end of the year.
Totally. It's in the zeitgeist. So that one was an easy win. Next one is from you. Also a win. You predicted a concert movie or a documentary of the Eras Tour. There was a concert movie.
I cannot. Well, I thought it was going to end.
Yeah.
So
soon. We all did.
So I can't believe I like thought of that because I thought it was going to end. And like if I had known that it was going to go on that long, I would not have predicted that. But cool.
Yeah. And then we have two more from me. Both are misses. Well, okay. The first one I think is like half right. So I predicted that a famous Swift talker would meet Taylor and there would be drama about it. Now, the Bejeweled dance guy did get the hat, but there was no drama about it. We were all really happy for him.
Mm-hmm.
So I give myself 50% for that.
But there was still also drama around a Swift TikToker, Ashley. So.
And she was at the tour, so.
You were like missing half of each, but you almost got there.
Yeah, I give myself partial credit.
That's like a 75% win.
Totally. And then the last one, this is a devastating loss for us and the planet. I did predict that she would start an initiative to make her tour and future tours carbon neutral, and that she would start a thing that other artists would sign. That didn't happen. That did not happen. And then she started dating Travis, and you guys should just look up how much carbon emission she has created just from dating Travis. It's not good. Not good. Please, Taylor, I'm begging you. Sign something. Yes. Post a tweet. Anything.
Pretty rough.
Anyway, we did have a few pop culture related predictions. Would you like to hear those?
I would. Did neither of us predict anything about Joe?
No, Joe is not in this at all.
I guess we just weren't even thinking about him.
He was just not on our minds ever.
Because we just thought that was kind of constant. He's boring. No one talks about him.
Yeah. We were just talking about Taylor.
We really missed out on that one for something like very funny.
I know. So we'll start with yours. You predicted Pete Davidson would be canceled?
No.
I don't think that happened.
But he just really laid low.
Yeah.
He kind of stopped like being out there.
And the I'm Just Pete SNL skit, really good. That was funny.
No, that was that. Yeah, that was
that
funny.
Was funny. You said Lewis Capaldi will have a pregnancy scandal.
That one was fun. I was just throwing shit at the wall.
And then this next one, I do think you get partial credit.
Ooh.
You said Nick and Priyanka would get divorced. Wrong Jonas brother, but you were on the right track.
Wow. And I would not close. Have guessed wrong the other brother. Jonas brother, but very close.
Yeah, partial cool. credit.
Thanks.
And then mine, I predicted that there would be drama related to Be Real, like a data breach. I think most people just forgot about Be Real.
Yeah, I quit.
So I was wrong. I said the cowboy cow print trend would die. I'd say that was correct, but that was kind of easy.
Yeah.
And then lastly, I said that there would be a Rihanna Super Bowl mishap. There was no mishap, but people didn't really love her performance. They thought it was kind of low energy and boring. So I'll give myself like 25% on that.
She was pregnant.
Yeah. Well, she revealed she was pregnant yeah. in the performance. So, yeah. So that was our predictions for 2023.
Better than I thought, to be honest.
We did pretty good.
How are you feeling for this year? Do you have like high hopes? Are you feeling confident going into this? I don't know if we can top that. That was like pretty great, actually.
I think that might be our best ever. And I don't think we're going to surpass that. I mean, you with the Maddie prediction, that was so... I mean, we are talking to Nostradamus right now, you guys.
We MK did see did them that. Together. We did see them together. We're doing more. Yeah. And they shared more shirts.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I don't know if we can top it, but let's try. Let's
try. I know.
Try.
I'm feeling confident. I'm not going to lie. I'm ready.
Okay. Okay. Let's kick it off with you then.
Okay. Number one, I'm going to switch it up this year. We will talk about her love interest. I think it's impossible not to.
Yeah.
I predict that Tavis will stay together the whole year, but they will not get engaged like everyone's thinking.
Okay. I like that. I don't want them to get engaged.
Me either.
Too soon.
Agree. But I think they'll stay together the whole year.
My first one is I predict a Reputation announcement in February and a debut announcement in June.
Okay. Okay. So you think if Reputation announcement is February, it'll come out in like March?
I didn't think that far. I'm just thinking announcements.
I don't believe in the surprise drop situation.
No, I think she's going to want a traditional rollout, but I think she's going to want these two albums done by the time Eras is done.
Agree.
You know?
Agree.
And this is, allegedly, this is it. So I'm thinking we're definitely going to get these two this year. And this is, I'm thinking Rep 1 and Q1, Q2, debut Q3, Q4.
So, yeah, that's just... Rep is just so not a spring album to me, but we'll see.
Yeah, I just feel like she's going to end with debut because of the symbolism of it all, but I totally agree.
No, I agree, and I think that's correct. And I do think debut is a late summer album, so that's good. Yeah. I just wish Rep had come sooner and was being dropped in February, not announced, but hey, that's fine.
It's not too late. It's not too late.
I already made plans for my birthday weekend. My mom's coming into town, so my plan for my big Reputation party is out. I've let go of it. It's dead. I don't think it's coming out on my birthday. Rest in peace, the 112 day theory. Hey, maybe that's an extra prediction for me. Bonus. You're welcome. All right, but my real next prediction, almost the same thing as you. I just generally said I think this year we will get rep and then debut. I also think late fall, early winter, we're going to get TS11.
Okay.
It will have been 2 years since Midnights. Pretty traditional for her. And I think wrapping up the Eras tour, she'll just like drop something. It'll be a big deal. And then she'll kind of like not go into hiding, but chill for a long time and like rest on her laurels of whatever TS11 is.
Yeah. Nice. I like it.
Thanks. All right. You're number two.
Yes. So I have a prediction for Reputation. I predict that there is going to be a song from the vault that will be her new shortest song. So that means it would be under 2:25, 2 minutes, 25 seconds.
Is that Vigilante shit?
No, it is Now That We Don't Talk.
Oh, duh.
Yeah, duh. So that's my prediction.
That's kind of fun. Okay, I like that. All right, number three. Mine just says live album, duh. I think we're going to get a live album. And like, I think that's obvious.
I hope so. Do you think that will be TS11 or like
no
another thing?
I think that'll just be another thing. And it won't be like okay. A big deal. It'll just be like, here it is. Like, we already have the movie, you know? Like, here you go.
Take it. Take these scraps, you peasants.
She'll just be like, oh, it's on streaming. Yay. You know?
Okay.
Because everyone's listening to it on YouTube and stuff. I downloaded some sketchy New Zealand app to listen to it before it was on YouTube.
Hell yeah. Yeah, that's true. We do have the movie song, so they're out there. Okay, this is my prediction for her debut. I think we are going to get a nostalgic music video of her revisiting her eras throughout her life to close this re-recording chapter. I think kind of like I'm Only Me with I'm With You, our song, like that's the one with the clips, right? Which one's with the clips?
I'm Only Me When I'm With You, I think.
Yes, yes.
Our song has a real music video.
Yes, that's the one where she's like laying in the flowers. Mm-hmm. And there's a phone and she has that like really like straight hair and a toe shot. There's of course a toe shot.
Of course.
Because she's never beating the feet allegations.
The foot.
Thank you for setting me straight. I think we're going to get like clips of her opening her guitar on Christmas morning and like the first time she's ever sung the Star Spangled Banner in an arena, like just like clips throughout her life to one of the Vault songs.
That's cute. Okay. I like that. To a Vault song.
I think so. Yeah. What's your next one?
First, I wanted to kind of like divert and think about debut music videos.
Okay.
Our song, and now you said I'm Only Me When I'm With You, has one, we think. I think that's the one. It sounds right. And then there's Picture of Burn, iconic.
Tim McGraw.
The driveway. Tim McGraw didn't even think about that.
Love that music
video.
Is
there a Should Have Said No music video? I don't think so. Nothing's like coming to my head.
I don't think so, but there is that very iconic live performance of her where it says like no with the rain.
Mm-hmm.
So we could be thinking about that.
You're right. Okay, that's probably what I'm thinking about. I didn't even like think about Tim McGraw. I was Teardrops on My Guitar.
Yeah, I was just about to say there's a Teardrops on My Guitar.
Yeah. And I only see like little flashes of that one. She's like in school with a ponytail talking to Drew.
Oh, Drew.
Wow, lots of music videos for a debut album.
It's hard to keep straight.
That's kind of crazy. Okay, number four. I think we're done hearing about Joe from Camp Taylor. I think the Jack Dumois stuff is like the closing arguments.
Totally.
For what we're going to hear about him. She dropped that stuff, said her piece with Dumois, and I think we're done. And I don't think we'll ever hear about him again. I think she's too happy.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm happy about it. I don't want to talk about him. He makes me mad now.
Yeah. Part of me is wondering if she and Jack and Tree and all of this just really putting the nail in the coffin for Jailer or Toe.
Toe.
As some call them. because we're about to get Reputation Bolt tracks. And they're thinking, oh, people are going to be so nostalgic for them. We really need to drill down that he sucked.
I hope the Reputation Vault tracks are more about the drama, maybe Tom, and maybe another Calvin hating song. I would take that.
Yeah.
That's my hope for the Reputation Vault tracks. Actually, that's my prediction. Bonus again.
Hell yeah.
Wow. You're getting 7 predictions for me. That's so crazy. Just a giver.
It's so hard to think about what's going to be on the Reputation Taylor's Version album, because I feel like that album is already so complete.
Agree.
You know, it feels like it has like a thesis, like an argument, like it wraps up. Like, to me, it's like so perfectly complete in what it stands for. I just can't even imagine what else could happen.
That is why I think it'll be more about maybe Tom. You know, yeah. Like stuff that she didn't really say. And now she's like, eh, it's been so long, whatever.
Yeah. Stuff that's like a little off theme.
Yes. Off theme. She didn't really bring it into the album. We had Getaway Car, but that was more of just like a story than like about Tom. So, yeah, I think we developed that right here together and came to the conclusion.
Okay.
Yeah.
G-Fall out. Listen to the episode then. We're done.
Wall tracks about Tom. Yeah.
Yes, so mine contradicts one of yours.
Ooh, fun.
I don't think we're going to get a new album.
Oh, okay.
Because the Eras Tour is until December 2024. Mm. That's month 12 out of 12. And I, like, she's not going to change her Eras Tour set list that insane to include a brand new era. You know?
I didn't even think about the set list.
Like, she ends with Midnight
Tour.
Yeah.
No, so true.
I just don't think she's going to want to change it from ending with Midnights and ending with Karma.
And I think it would be too quick to, like, even announce or roll out while she's on the tour and then drop it immediately after the tour ends. I think that's too much for a December. I don't think December albums do that well. It's Christmas time. Like,
yeah.
You're right. Yeah. That's not the move. So maybe early 2025.
Maybe. Because I feel like she's going to want a traditional rollout for her next album because she's doing so well with the traditional rollouts.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're totally making sense here.
Thank you.
I feel like we're riding a wave. I'm taking back a prediction. What's going on?
That's all right. You had 2 extra ones, so just swap them. One in, one out.
Yeah, you're right. This is going to be really chaotic to listen to next year.
I'm going to be like taking notes like, oh, backspace.
You predicted this, but then you took it back.
23 minutes in. And then I have like a baby prediction within this one.
Okay.
I think there is going to be a full documentary on the Eras Tour in like 10 years.
Oh.
Like, she's going to let it die down completely, because let's jump ahead to December 2024. People are going to be so fucking sick. Like, regular people are going to be so sick of the discourse. Like, so sick of it. I think she's going to let it die down, give everyone some space for it, give them some time to miss it. And then in like 10 years, it's going to be like her past tour movies where she has interviews with people and people are like, it was a... When Taylor asked me to be a part of this, I was just so shocked. She wanted to do 3.5 hours of choreography. Like, I think we're going to get a really in-depth behind the scenes documentary style, Get Back Beatles style for the Eras Tour, but it's going to take like 10 years.
Okay. I'm really, fingers crossed, hoping for that. I think we all are. It's such a phenomenon. I feel like at this point she has to explain how this all happened.
Mm-hmm. And I think it would be a mistake if she did it this year.
Yeah, I agree.
It's got to wrap up.
So I made my mom watch the Eras Tour movie. Made is a strong word. She wanted to watch it when I was home. So she was excited to watch it with me. I like rent it. We turn it on. We're watching like the opening of Lover. And about 3 songs in, she's like, so is this like about the making of it? And I was like, oh no, it's just the concert. And she was like, oh, I was like really hoping to like see it behind the scenes. I was like, no, mom, we all were. And then I felt kind of bad But she still loved it.
You remember, we, as in me, you, and your mom, watched the 1989 movie when it came out together.
I do remember that.
So she was probably expecting that again. I remember us all watching it because I remember I wanted to skip through This Love because I was like, God, this is so boring. And you were like, no, we got to watch This Love.
Come on, Cressy. You have to eat your vegetables. You have to watch This Love if you want to get style. No, I think my mom actually did say that word for word. Oh, like the last one. And I was like, oh, that was 1989. But Reputation was just like this. And she was like, oh. And I was like, all right. But she still enjoyed it because we both love Mandy Moore from So You Think You Can Dance. So she was very intrigued that Mandy Moore choreographed the whole thing.
Okay, nice.
So my last prediction kind of piggybacks off of yours about how she needs to wait. My last prediction is that her reign is going to end. Not necessarily in a bad way. I just think that, like, I don't think she's going to fall from grace. I just think there's going to be a general disinterest and distancing of the bandwagon fans.
Good. Good riddance.
Yeah, I know. It takes a lot of stamina and money to be a Swiftie, and I think that they're going to give up.
It's not for the weak.
No. Trust me.
We have been through it.
Been here since 2006. It's taken a lot out of me to the point where I had to get on a platform to talk about it because no one else wanted to listen.
Exactly.
So I think they're going to let it go. I think it's going to help me get to the Eras Tour in October because I don't have a ticket and I think people are going to start selling them.
Good. I'm praying for you.
Thank you.
Now, my last one is kind of similar to yours. It's also kind of not necessarily positive.
Okay.
But before we get into that, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Let's get into it. So this past year, like all of 2023, we have talked about how Taylor is overexposed right now. So it would be very redundant for me to just keep harking on that because I think we all agree. So I'm going to be more specific. I think there will be heavy, heavy public criticism against her following how big 2023 was in a way we haven't seen before. I think there are going to be protests at her concerts.
Whoa.
I think people are going to be protesting her not speaking out about the Israel-Palestine situation. I think there's going to be protests about her jet usage. I think people are going to use the Eras tours stops as places to protest against important things. And I also think we're going to, because this is an election year in America, I think we're going to see a powerful politician speak out and be like, I'm going to introduce an act, like call it the Taylor Swift Act, to like tax celebrities and their private jet usage. Or another very powerful figure who might not be a politician, like Greta Thunberg, calling her out. I think there are going to be things like this that Tree Payne cannot sweep under a rug that's going to happen this year because she just got Time Person of the Year and everything that just happened last month.
I mean, that's tough.
And there's good and bad that comes from that.
I know. I was going to say I would hate that, but I don't. Because yeah, I mean, I do. Because, yeah. Yeah, very nuanced. I don't know. That's hard to talk about because obviously I want her to talk about these things too and be more of an advocate and speak out and be more conscious.
Yes. And we also acknowledge it's not safe for her to talk about the war.
Exactly.
It's not safe for her to fly commercial.
Exactly.
It's complicated. It's very, very complicated.
I know. But when she is the pinnacle of celebrity and the person, she's the target for why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing that? You're the role model. It's going to be all about her.
Yeah. Because she just got Woman of the Year for like everything.
The scapegoat. She's going to be the scapegoat. That's the word I was trying to think of.
Yeah. They're going to be like, why isn't the Woman of the Year doing something about this? You know?
Yeah, that's tough.
And the answer is it's not safe. But I do think people are going to be pointing towards her even more than they already are. So that was my last prediction. Did you have anything else, MK? Do you think we knocked it out of the park again?
I think we did.
I'm excited.
Like, even though we kind of contradicted ourselves a few times, contradicted each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somehow, because of that, we're going to land in the right area.
Yeah. We're playing both sides. So we always land on top.
So smart of us. Really genius.
So do you want to do nightmares and daydreams and wrap this up?
Yes. I'm so excited. So my daydream actually is a repeat daydream of you. I am back into Only Murders in the Building.
Yeah. Welcome back, MK.
I think the saga started with me trying to watch season one while it was coming out.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get into it because it was like too much information. Like a whodunit, a mystery is too much to watch week to week. I need to watch it back to back, like quicker.
Okay. Bingeable.
So that I can remember all the details of like piecing it together. So then I remember I went back and finished season one and I really loved it. And then while season two was coming out, I was like, oh, I'm going to wait because I know that I didn't like watching it week to week. And then I forgot about it. And then there was a season three and I was like, oh, now it's just too far gone. But then I was home and my dad and stepmom were like, we love that show. And I was like, if you guys like it, it must be pretty good to like reach you because they're like not, I don't know. That just doesn't seem like something that they would like. So anyway, got back into it. I'm in the middle of season two. I'm binging it, obviously. It's great. Love it.
Nice.
Cara Delevingne. Shook. Didn't know. Do you think it's weird that Cara Delevingne and Selena Gomez were already friends through Taylor Swift and then they had to kiss on camera? Spoiler alert.
It's pretty old at this point.
Yeah, so you're okay. Right.
If you haven't watched it at this point, that's on you.
Expiration date.
Yeah, probably a little, but...
Or like just a little silly. And then they're like at dinner and they're like, haha, y'all have made out.
Probably just like giggled about it. Yeah.
All right, what's your daydream?
My daydream is a book that I finished reading today. My second book of 2023. Not to brag, we're recording this on January 5th. I'm such an overachiever. It is Severance by Lang Ma. You guys, this book was so good. It is not in any relation to the Apple Plus series.
That was my
first
question.
Just to get that out of your way. It is funny that I now have two daydreams called Severance.
Yeah, technically you're repeating too.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It is kind of an apocalypse book. It came out in 2018. And it's about this fever. It's called the Shen fever that starts in China. And it's crazy how much it mirrors like what happened in COVID. Like employers were handing out N95s with their logos on it. Like it was eerie. And I so much so that I stopped reading it to look up what year this came out. 2018. Crazy, right?
No way. I can't believe more people aren't talking about that, but like Life Imitates Art, The Simpsons,
yeah.
You know, people are obsessed with that stuff.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. It follows this Chinese American woman and she's just like going to work in Manhattan every day, like while this is happening and just kind of like the mundane work life part of the apocalypse.
But
like, you still have to get up and go to work.
Home.
No.
Wow.
So in this situation, it was a fungus. So it wasn't spread from person to person. It was spread by dust.
That seems worse.
Yeah. So like masks didn't really help. It was mostly from like the big transportation cities had it the worst because of all of like the packaging containers. And it started in China because of all the factories. And of course, there's a lot of dust in factories.
Yeah.
And they were kind of like keeping it under wraps for a while, which is kind of what happened with COVID. You guys, it was so good. You have to read it. It was so good. I think I'm going to buy the physical copy because I loved it so much. I got it from my library. Read it.
Wow. You know, I was just talking about the other day how I just am not a reader. It's an embarrassing thing to say. I don't like to read.
Audiobooks.
I do listen to audiobooks. Okay, that's actually...
I listened to this in an audiobook. I did not physically read it. I listened to it with my ears.
But like... I think it's so embarrassing that I don't like to read, but I'm owning it. I do like audiobooks. It's not that I don't like to learn or expand my mind.
Yeah.
I just can't.
That's okay.
But that's super interesting. And I was going to say that's something that I think I would like to read. Maybe I'll see if it's on Spotify Books.
Oh, it might be.
That'd be good.
I think they should turn it into a movie or a TV show. Like it's that good.
I feel like people are so sick of COVID media, though.
I know that's probably why nothing has happened with it.
Yeah.
Even though it was so good, people are like, this is too uncanny. People will think we based us off COVID. No, 2018, you guys.
That's like really crazy. And the fact that you said company branded N95s, and I was like,
yeah,
is that weird?
Yeah,
sounds normal. It probably wasn't in 2018.
Yeah, her company like handed out FAQs. Y'all, that is what I do for work. Like, if you got an FAQ about COVID, there's a chance I wrote that. Like, that's my job. I write healthcare communication. So everything she was describing, I was like, oh my God, that was me. Like,
that's I did so that. Weird. Wow.
Yeah, it was really good.
That's crazy. Okay, so then my nightmare is, this sounds bad, but I'll explain. I'm glad my mother died by Jeanette McCurdy.
Yeah.
Okay. Incredible book. Like, it was really good. But the reason it's a nightmare is it's so sad. It was like hard to get through. Like, really hard. I would have to take breaks and come back to it. Like, I would listen to it like a podcast, like in the car on the way to work, or like while I'm getting ready for bed. And then I'm like, I don't want to be sad while I try to go to sleep, or like when I walk into work. So then it was just like kind of hard to get through. And then I ended up binging the end of it on my drive home for Christmas. Oh God, it was just depressing.
That's a choice.
Well, I kind of thought it would turn up in the end and get better. No, it doesn't. It doesn't get better. It's like sad till the end.
Oh no.
Yeah. So it's a great book, and I'm not saying it's a nightmare. Like, I don't recommend it. I definitely do. But like, oof, prepare yourself. Like, get ready. It's tough.
A little warning.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a big trigger warnings everywhere. It's hard to read.
Yeah. I haven't read it yet because same reasons. I don't want to be bummed out.
But it is very good and it's interesting. She talks a lot more about being on iCarly than I thought she would. I thought she would kind of like ignore that, but she really didn't. She just talked about like how tough it was, which was sad to hear. But it was really good. And I learned a lot about her that I didn't even know. Did you know she sang country music? She had a country music
career.
I did
know that.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I knew that because of all of the TikToks I watched about the book.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't think I saw those.
Kind of cheating on my half. Mine is a little vague. It is the month of January. It sucks.
Yeah.
I freaking hate it. Like, the first 2 weeks of January put you through hell and back and chews you up and spits you out and then eat you again.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
It's just brutal. I have no energy. I'm so tired. And I need it to be February. That's all.
I 1,000,000% agree. I literally sent you an Instagram post about this yesterday. Yeah. About like, and the resolutions and everyone's like getting back into things and like getting ready. And I'm like, how do you guys have energy to like make your lives better?
And this is all after the holidays. With all of the traveling. Literally. And like, it's just like so much.
Haven't even fully cleaned my room. My suitcase is still in here. Like,
give me a break.
I don't have time to go to the gym. Okay, not yet.
Yeah. I just want to sit in my room.
I will start February 1st. Nah, I don't know. Then it's like my birthday.
Let's do 2 weeks off.
Maybe like the 17th.
Yeah, let's go to the halfway point.
January 17th. Yeah, I think I could do that.
Stella's birthday is January 14th.
Oh.
Why don't we just make that the first of the year?
That's the first day of the year.
We celebrate Stella's birthday. Stella's my cat, for any new listeners.
That's like what, next Sunday, Monday?
It's coming up.
Totally. That's enough time for me to get my shit together. For sure.
Do some laundry, mop the floors. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's a slow rollout. But yeah, I just hate this month. I texted MK, I think it was like 2 days ago. And I was like, why is everything so awful all the time? And I meant that wholeheartedly. No sarcasm.
No. Yeah. I know. I just can't. I can't deal with it. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's too soon.
But by the time this episode comes out, maybe we'll have some more energy and we'll perk up.
Yeah. We'll perk up for the Swift Report.
Yeah.
There's not much going on this month with her. I mean, like, just the standard. She's out and about.
Yeah.
Excited to talk about it nonetheless. Maybe something juicy will happen in the next week and a half.
I guarantee something will. Something always does.
Yeah. Hopefully.
So with that said, we will see you in our next episode, the January Swift Report.
Yes. And we'll also see you in 2025 when we recap this episode. So
we will.
I feel like we're talking to ourselves now because we're going to listen to this in a year.
Hi, future me. Hi, future MK. Are you wearing your sunscreen?
Oh, I'm not even doing it now.
Damn it, MK. Get it together. Just kidding. You have until Stella's birthday. None of this counts.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'll put it on my to-do list. Okay. Well, in the next year, I hope you guys chat with us on Discord, Twitter, Instagram, all the things, and maybe buy us a coffee, link in the link tree.
Leave us a review.
5 stars, obviously.
We would like that a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, also, speaking of our Discord, there are like little channels on there. If you're not familiar with Discord, that's basically like different topics. I just started one for books, and we're all talking about books, and it's really fun. So if you liked me and MK talking about books, then you might like our book channel on our Discord.
Yeah, I thought I had no place there, but maybe with the audiobooks I do.
Of course.
Well, everyone's welcome. That's my prediction. You're all going to join Discord and leave us a review.
Yes. Okay. I love it. 10 out of 10.
That's all I need.